Good morning. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Darcy Fluick, and this is the morning news. 3 days from the first round of the presidentials, and the 11 candidates will meet tonight on France 2. This time there will be no debate, but candidates will face individual interviews of 15 minutes each, as they are asked an array of topics ranging from purchasing power to unemployment or Europe. The order has already been drawn by lot, with Jean-Luc Mélenchon opening the evening at 8 p.m. and François Fillon concluding at 10:30 p.m. You may remember that some candidates were reluctant to participate in this program, only 3 days from the first round, but they've all finally decided to be present. Once described as the most dangerous jihadist cell in France, that was in 2012, before more recent day attacks. The trial of the Cannes Torcy branch opens today in front of a special criminal court. 20 members of the cell will face trial for plans to attack against military and Jewish targets. The trial is expected to last at least 2 months. A worrying study of 60 million consumers. Dozens of traces of endocrine disruptors have been found in organisms of children aged 10 to 15 years, whether they live in town or in the countryside. The substances such as bisphenol, heavy metals or pesticides are found in many everyday products, such as cosmetics, toys, food containers, and can be sources of cancer, diabetes, or congenital malformations. The good news of the day, gas prices will fall next month. Prices will go down almost 3.3% on average as of May 1st. Good news for nearly 6 million homes. New demonstrations in Venezuela against President Nicolas Maduro. 2 demonstrators were killed by gunfire yesterday, bringing the tally to 7 in 3 weeks since the start of protests. This follows the Supreme Court's decision to assume powers of parliament. In football news, Monaco has qualified for the semi-finals of the Champions League thanks to their victory over Borussia Dortmund, 3-1. It's the first time a French club reaches the semi-final stage in 7 years. Juventus Turin will also be going ahead to semi-finals ahead of FC Barcelona. And tonight, in the quarter-final action of the Europa League, Lyon will finally play against Besiktas with a kickoff at 9:05 p.m. You've been listening to the morning news. I'm Darcy Fluick for English Waves.